In today's daf, we had Rish Lakish's memra. Rish Lakish said, "Boyu v'nachzik toivah laviseinu, shel molei hein loychatu anu loybanu loylam." He made a very cryptic statement. He said, "I believe we have to be makir toiv to our zedis that worship the eagle. For were it not for the fact that they worship the eagle, anu loybanu loylam, we wouldn't have been on this world." Meaning, when the yidden were makabel the Torah, they reached an incredible, incredible madrega. After they worshipped the eagle, they lost that madrega. What was at stake was, would we be in this world, would we not be in this world? Had the Yidden remained on the madrega that they were on when they were mekabel the Torah, then we would not have come to this world. But because they worshipped the eagle, anu banu l'olam, and as a result, we have to be machzik toiv l'avisein. Initially, the Gemara understood that what Rish Lakish was saying was that had the Yidden remained on the Madrega of Kabbalah Satorah, they would have not procreated. There would have been no future generations. As a result, we would have literally not come to this world. Thus, we have to be Makritoiv, that they worshipped Egel. But then the Gemara said, after further review, can't be that's what Rish Lakish meant. Rish Lakish meant something else. Had the Yidden remained on the Madrega that they were on, where they were Makabal the Torah, then they would have never died. So that although there would have been Puravu, but it would have been Ki'ilu we're not in the world, because we would have been so insignificant relative to the Dardeya, relative to the Friya Digadiris. And it's for that reason, Bo V'nachzik Toivah La'Aviseinu. The Gemara then brought that really, this idea of whether or not when the Yidden were Makabal the Torah, that meant that there would have been no Misa, is really totally b'machlokes tanam. The Gemara brought two braises. One braise that blatantly contradicts this statement, that even after Yidden were mekabel the Torah and the Eibishtu was in this ruach of halavai l'man yitav, I want to do so good, but at that point he didn't have the ability to say that the Malachim Avos won't have shlita anymore, shekvar nigzer gzeira. That was one braise. But then we had Rav Yossi, shani mukayimai, that was another braise, who he said, no, when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, at that point, Misa was taco off the table, and it was only because of the Chet Egel, in Rish Lakish's words, Adank the Chet Egel, that Misa came, and because Misa came, oh, so now we're significant because we're not competing against Gedolim from Friedige generations. But the bottom line is, the way the Gemara comes out, L'maisa, is Rish Lakish said that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, at that point there was going to be no Misa in the world. It was only because of the Chet Egel that everything was undone. And really, its Makar is in Tanan, the great Rabbi Yossi, who said the same exact thing in a braisa. Not just that, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yossi, they both rooted their halacha in the same exact psukim. Psukim in Tehillim, Perek Me Pei Beis. Ani Amarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'shas Matan Torah, Elekim Atem. Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, you're literally like Malachim, you're Bnei Elyon. But then afterwards, they sinned, and after they sinned, Hashem said, Ochein ko'odom tu musun, uke'achad asorim tipeilu. Now already, there's going to be Misa, now already you're going to die. So the takeaway is that when the Yidden were Mekabel Torah, really they were in a madrega of Elikim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, and at that point it wasn't supposed to be Misa. I think the obvious tzushtel to this inyan is the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph. It's in Perek Vav, it's in the Haggah. And the Nefesh HaChayim there talks about the madrega of Adam Arush and Kaidim Achet, and what happened after Adam Arush and ate from the Eitz Hadas. Nefesh HaChayim says that when Adam HaRishon was created, he was 100% Kaddosh. He had no Ra. He had no Tumah inside his guf. In fact, even the Yetzer Hara that existed was the Yetzer Hara Mibachotz. It came in the form of the Nachal Shakadmoini, which was some external power that had the ability to get him to do what he wasn't supposed to do, which was, at that time, just one mitzvah. Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. But Adam HaRishon himself, Elikim Asa Esa Adam Yasher. He was 100% Yasher. He was 100% Re. After Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, so then he brought a little bit of Tumah into his guf. And once he brought Tumah into his guf, said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, at that point, man would no longer be Yasher. He would no longer be 100% pure. But from that point forward, man would be made up of a taruvus of Kedusha and of Tumah. He would be, at that point, made up of Toiv and of Ra. And because, at that point, Ra entered his guf, everything changed. Number one, now the Yetzirah wasn't only Mibachot. At that point, the Yetzirah was already Mibifnim. Man would now have this evil inclination. Not just that. At that point, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, every single maisa that a person would do, there would be a little bit of a taruvas of ra. And that's the oimik of ki ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa toiv lo yechta, that it's impossible for a person to do a dover toiv and there should be nothing lacking in the dover toiv, because it's automatically, inevitably going to have inside that dover toiv a little bit of a shemetz, a little bit of ra. Reb Chaim Volozhin said it's for that reason after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, there had to be misa, right? Before Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was going to be no misa. What was the reason for that? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, it wasn't an oynish. But the reason was because once there was tumah that was anger backed in the DNA of man, it would be impossible for man to have his ultimate tikkun unless he's going to die. So pasha for the tikkun, in order to separate the toif and the ra, you have to go through the process of misa and ikul basar. That's the only way for a person to be able to come to that. And it's for that reason, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, at that point there had to be misa. That's the oimik, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, of the arbosha meisu be'et yishal nachash. These were four people that be'etzem mitzad atzman had never done an aveira. They died, why? Because of etyos shel nachash. What does that mean? It means because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And the chet of the Eitz Hadas, it brought a tumah inside man. And because of that tumah, the only way for it to get away, you never did an aver in your whole life, it doesn't matter. You're a ben benoy shel benoy of Adam HaRishon, who has in his metzias right now this tumah, and it's because of that tumah. It was because of that tumah, all of a sudden now, it had to be nigzer misa. Reb Chaim Volozhin, in one of the most yisoidest things, shtiklach, and one of the most yisoidest things far from ever written, and Nefesh Chaim Shaar Aleph, he lays now the before and after of the chet of the Eitz Hadas, v'hadvarim atikin. One of the things that Reb Chaim Volozhin says, he says, that's the oimik in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, daf kuf mem vavam et aleph. The Gemara says, mipnei ma uvde kechavim mezuam. Why is it that the Ibn Kechavim have a certain tumah that Yidden don't have? It's al Har Sinai. It's because they didn't stand on Har Sinai. Because when the Nachash was ba on Chava. Now this idea that the Nachash was ba, Melosh and Bia on Chava, that's not Mefurish anywhere in the Pesukim. Makar is this Gemara right here, Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav. It's also an Indian that's mentioned the Zohar Kaddish. When we learned Chumash here, Parshas Bereishis, we said that in the Zohar Kaddish, Kayin was born from the Zuama of the Nachash. Things that are way above our pay grade. But either way, B'shah sheba nochash al chava hitu bazuama. Yisrael sheamdu al har Sinai, when the Yidden stood at har Sinai, paska zuamasam. That zuama went away. Aba uvde kechavim shaloi amdu al har Sinai, the uvde kechavim that didn't stand on har Sinai, loi paska zuamasam, their zuama never went away. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that what's the oimik in this Gemara? The oimik in this Gemara is that after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, because of the fact that Adam and Chava ate from the forbidden fruit, and because the Nachash was Baal Chava, that was all part in the Teresh Vapeh of the Aveira, there was a certain Zuama that entered the Guf. Now, when the Yidduah stood at Har Sinai, that Zuama went away. The Zuama came back, and that's this Indian, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. And then Reb Chaim Volozhin throws in one Dava Nifla. He says that what was one of the differences of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet, Adam Rishon Lachar Achet? Kaidim Achet, the Yetzara was not part of Adam Rishon, it was the Yetzara Mibachot. It was Davka after the Chet that all of a sudden it became Bibifnim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, one of the only times you ever find in history that all of a sudden the Nachash appears Mibachot is by the story of Har Sinai, right? The 40 days, Ba Nachash Verikid Beinayim. The Nachash all of a sudden came back, yeah, because when the Yidden were Makabal Torah, all of a sudden, Paskas Uamasan, and the Yidden went back to the Madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet. And because they went back to the Madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet, so now the Eitzar wasn't Mibifnim anymore. Now the Eitzar was Mibachot. Oh, the Eitzar is Mibachot. So what happens? Ban Nachash. Now all of a sudden, the Nachash comes Mibachot. The Rikid Beinayim. Abavash Deita on the Nefesh HaChaim Shaar Aleph in Perek Vav in the Hagah, that when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, they went back to the Madrega of Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet. And it's Mefurish here in this Gemara, Yisrael She'amdo al Har Sinai Paska Zuamasam, the Zuama that the Nachash HaKadmoini put inside the guf of Chava. If that's the case, it's poshnet what Rish Lakish is saying. It's poshnet what the Tana Rabbi Yossi is saying. That when the Yidden were makabel the Torah, at that point, it was Elikim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, and really the Malach HaMavis was supposed to have no Shlita. The reason is because at that point, they went back to the Madreg of Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet. And Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet, There's no misa, nor vas. The Yidden went ahead and they worshipped the eagle. And because they worshipped the eagle, they lost that madrega. Oh, you lost that madrega. Ochein ka'odam temuson. Now all of a sudden you're going to die like men. By the way, ka'odam arishon temuson. Ochein ka'odam temuson. Like the pasuk says, ki b'yoy macholcha mimenu mois tamos. The day that Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, at that point it was Nigzer Misa. I think it's Pashit, I think it's Emes. That's the Oymik in this Gemara right here. Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Mar Mokim is the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph. But I think there's a big Inyan that you see in this Gemara. Just to say it in brisker terms. I think what emerges from this Gemara is that L'chayra, there were two dinim at Maimon Har Sinai, right? When you think of Maimon Har Sinai, what was Maimon Har Sinai? Maimon Har Sinai was Kabbalas HaTorah. That's when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah. The whole world was created for the Torah. Bishvil Yisrael, u'bishvil HaTorah shenikru Reishis. That was the purpose of Maimon Har Sinai. So what's the Inyan of Maimon Har Sinai? That's the Maimon, when the Yidden now are going to be Mekabel the Torah. A b'shtei thought that there was another track, there was another din, there was another thing that was going on at Maimon Har Sinai. And that is Elokim atem uvnei elyon kolcha, and kemavur nefesh achayim. The Yidden go to a madrega where they're like Adam Arishon kaidem achet. That means there's a whole nother track, a whole nother din that's going on over here. Meaning, and Maimon Har Sinai, the Yidden got to Torah. That's one thing, and another thing is they went to the madrega of Adam Arishon kaidem achet. And I think it's a little sussum. What was pshat in that other din? I understand Maimon Har Sinai, the tachlis was to be mekabel the Torah. Case the Yidden had to be mekabel the Torah. Where is it vichtig that the Yidden should go to the madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet? What is that? And Dos State, obviously, if there's ever a time when you're supposed to pull Dos State out of your pocket, it's today, right? It's regarding this, because this is already in Le'esek Ben Astaris, right? This is Poshet. But at the same time, Shteitat, Seita Din, for sure, that by Maimon Har Sinai, there was one din that the Yidden were mekabel Torah, and there was another din, Elikim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kolchem, that the Yidden went to the madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. Just to bring out the Ha'ara a little bit better, that's Pashat L'chayra. That being Elikim and being Bnei Elyon and being Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet was not Ma'akiv in Kabbalah Satayra. You're going to tell me, oh, the Yidden had to be Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet, because otherwise, how are they going to get the Torah? First of all, from the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, it's very mashma that the reason we got the Torah is because we were Bnei Adam, not because we were Malachim. The Malachim's Taina was Mali Yilud Isha Bein Eru. This is the Malachim's Taina. And the Eibushet told Moshe Rabbeinu, Achoyz B'chisei Koidi, V'chazer Lem Tshuva. It's a toss. It's a mistake. Fakert. We got the Torah. The Chassam Sofer says the first thing was, Tshuva Lachem Lo Yalechem. We got the Torah because we're Bnei Adam, not because of the fact that we're Malachim. So in the Machshava of Kabbalah Satayra, it very much doesn't stem. But the Oid, the Yidden worshipped the Eagle. They didn't lose the Torah. We are not Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet, and we have the Torah. The whole system is in place. So where was it vichtig that Yidden, all of a sudden, b'shas matan Torah, they should revert back to Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet? It's very, very awesome. Again, the emes is probably related to things that are above my pay grade. But just one ha'ara, that maybe could shed a little bit of light on this Indian, and that is that I found b'hashkacha nifla, a beautiful maramakim, in the Sefer Chavis Yor. So it's not that Chavis Yor, but rather this is a Sefer Chavis Yor that was written by Rabbi Loza Kalir, and by the way, not that Rabbi Loza Kalir either. So it's a Sefer Chavis Yor that was written by Rabbi Loza Kalir. So who was Rabbi Loza Kalir? Just a little bit of an introduction. So he lived in the 1700s. He was an 18th century Gadol. He was an Einikol of the Ponimi Irois. The Meramash, from Meir Eisenstadt, not to be confused with the Meramash, who was a Talmud Chavar of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. But this is the Baal Panami Irois, and Panami Irois' daughter was the mother of Rabbi Loza Kalir. He was a Rav in Bohemia, that's where Prague was, and he was a Chavar of Rabbi Cheska Landau, the great Noida Behuda. As a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Hakdama of the Tam HaMelech, which was written by Baruch Yetlis, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Neid Behuda, it's a pirish on the Shara Melech. So in the Hakdama, see, he talks about his two chaverim that he went to for askamas on his sefer. One was the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava Rabbi Loza Flaklis, and the other one is Rabbi Loza Kalir. So he talks a little bit about the greatness of Rabbi Loza Kalir. He says as follows. He says, "Va'achrei Mois Rabbeinu Yecheskel." He said, after Unzer Rebbe Rabbi Yecheskel Landau passed away, Nishmasei Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, Hu Ha'echad Hanishalanu B'mdina Seinu, Ashereinenu Olav. He's the one person that everybody looks towards. Ulaharbe Malumde Iri, who nechshav mamish kimara da asra. He says a lot of people in my city, they view him after the Noid Biyuda, they view him as the Mara da asra. That's this Rabbi Elazar Kalir. Now, this Rabbi Elazar Kalir wrote many, many svarim. Not piyutim, maybe that also. But he wrote many, many svarim. His most famous sefer is the Or Chodosh, which was written on Masechtas Psachim, on Masechtas Kedushin. So he is the Baal Or Chodosh. He also wrote svarim on Machshava. One of those svarim is called Chavis Yoyer. So I literally opened up the sefer Chavis Yoyer. I got it recently. And I opened it up Geirul Hagros style. Just Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I was together with Dovi. He's my aide. And I opened it up, literally, Geirul Hagros style. And the page I opened up to was page Lamed Ches. And I'm just going through. I said, let's learn a shtickle together. And we start going through together. And it's mamish verbatim Nefesh Chaim Shar Aleph Perek Vav. It's mamish verbatim. It's eerie. He says word for word what the Nefesh Chaim. These are Yisoidis, right? These are the Yisoidis. But he says word for word. And what changed when he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And he goes through this whole Indian. Incidentally, the way he starts, he brings in the beginning, he says, Shamati oimrim b'shem hagoyin haramo, that kinoch nafshe shalchomov, when the Ramosh Shver was nifter, say he was maspin him. And he said as follows, he said, the Pasuk says, v'chiyye be'ish chet mishpat maves v'humos, v'tolisa oisa al etz, said the Ramah in his hesped on his shver, that the Pasuk means as follows, v'chiyye be'ish chet mishpat maves. We know the word chet is miloshin chisarin. We had a raid bite on this not so long ago. The word chet always means something is lacking. V'chiyye be'ish chet mishpat maves. If a person is going to be lacking a mishpat maves, meaning this person is perfect, he's not lacking any mishpat modes for humos, and then you're going to find out that he died. V'tolisa oisaleitz, he should be toiled on the cheted eitz hadas of the arbosh and mesu be'etir shal nachash. So if a person is chet, he's lacking mishpat modes yet for humos. So what's going on over here? Less din v'less dayan. Oh, v'tolisa oisaleitz, it should be toiled on this. But either way, he goes weiter and he talks about this inyan, and then he says as follows. He says what the Nefesh HaChaim says. And after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the reason there had to be Misa in the world was because without Misa, there'd be no way to be mafrid between the Toiv and the Ra that now is part of the DNA. And as a result, in order for him to get a tikkun, he's going to need this. But he adds a little bit. He says as follows. He says, Elohim tikua inyin kach. Shemash shenem ba Torah. We know what it says in the Torah. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kulo yirani ha'odam v'chai. This pasuk was said after the chet of Adam Rishon. But before the chet, when Adam Rishon was watching that first mitzvah that David gave him, his physical was all ruchni. And he was literally like a malach. And he was able to be a Yirani V'chai. He was able to see the Shekhinah even though he was alive. But after he sinned, v'shinot tzivas hamakim baruch hu, and he went away from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. Hoya hashinu chayzel lebriyasai, pun intended. Shalukach min ha'afar. Now he was chayzel lebriyasai me'afarat, and all of a sudden he became a gushan. V'niskashim lechoymer, for whom mesach mavdol shlo yuchal lirois pnei hashchinah ba'oida hachoymer karuch ala keva. And now it's impossible for him to see the Shekhinah, because now we're ready. It's kilo yirani adam v'chai. Adi porid ha-nefesh min ha-guf. V'hine, tachlis b'riyas adam hoi al-shem soifoi. Why was man created? It's al-shem soifoi, sheyuchalach sois benoya ma-shem. That's the whole purpose. Beli kisufa. Throwing in the Hamad kisufa, the Ramchal, right? But that's the whole purpose of why man was created. V'ze i'ef shelahasig ad-achar moisoi. This is not something a person can come until he dies. V'hashta osi shaper. And this is the pshak of why there had to be Misa. Incidentally, he also says, this is why Adam Rishon was taken out of Gan Eden. What does the Pasuk say? Hashem said, we better get Adam Rishon out of Gan Eden. Because if he's going to be in Gan Eden, he's going to eat from what? From the Eitz HaChayim, and then he's going to live forever. So was art the Eibushter of Adam Rishon is going to live forever? No, it's not that he wants bad. Ki bevadai mi pi elyon leiteitzeiro. Literally, the words of Nefesh HaChayim. Mi pi elyon leiteitzeiro. Rak atoiva hu amar v'ato pen yishlach yodei kolomer ato achachet. Sheniskashem. How's he ever getting? It's impossible now to be alive and to get the schar. And he says, that's why Chazal said that this is the greatest toiv in the world. He goes on and on and on. But in Rabbi Loza Kalir Sefer Chavis Yar, he says exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim said, but he adds a hezbara that's not mefurish in the Nefesh HaChaim. And that is, what does it mean that man now needs tikkun in order for him to go weiter, and that's why he's going to have to die? Because the tachlis of a person is to be able to see. That's the tachlis. The tachlis is to be dovek by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet didn't need Misa because he was Kulei Ruchni. And because he was Kulei Ruchni, so he was able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu and have that dveikus even while he was Bechayim Chiyusai. But once he sinned, now there's Ra inside of him. Now he is me'ofarata. Now all of a sudden he's a shinei achoz lebriyasa. He was just neskashim. And because he was neskashim, there's a mesach mavdol, said Rabbi Loza Kalir. Now, ki lo yirani yod v'chai. Now it's not possible anymore. So you know what you need? You need misa. Misa will be mafrid between the toiv and the ra. And when misa is going to be mafrid between the toiv and the ra, now all of a sudden a person's going to be able to go back. He's going to be able to see all over again. I looked back at the Nefesh HaChaim after going through this shnickel and chavis yar, and the truth is, Nefesh HaChaim says, he doesn't say it mefurish, but now that you read this piece, it's exactly what he's saying. Listen to this paragraph. V'zeu gam keinu inyo masha amar hu yisparach achakach. Heinu hodam hoyek acha mimenu, v'atu pen yishlach yodah v'lochach gam yitz achayim v'ocha v'chay lo'olam. Feit Reb Chaim V'loshen, v'alu yichevtsa yisparach shmoy lehetev lebruav, u'ma ich bisleim yichya lo'olam. What? The art of Eibishta, if a person's going to live forever. Amnon rotzo lo'olam. Shekacha yoicham yitz achayim. If man's going to eat from the Eitzachayim, V'chay lo'olam is going to live forever, Yishar chas v'sholom b'loi tikkun. He's going to be left without a tikkun. Shelo yisporid haram mimenu ad oilam chas v'sholom. Because there's going to be no way to be mafrid between his good and his bad. V'lo yirem ma'oirois v'toiva miyamav. And he won't be able to see ma'oirois. He won't be able to see the toiva. Ki lo yirani yodna v'chay. It's going to be impossible. V'zois l'toivos v'gersha migan eden. K'dei sheyucha lovoi lidei tikkun gomor. A person will not be able to see ma'oiros v'toiva miyama. But here's the point. The point is that really a man was created with a tachlis. The tachlis is to see. Tachlis is to see. The tachlis is to be mizdabek. The problem is now that we're megushim ki lo yirani adam v'chai. And that's why we have to die, to go on to the next phase of our lives, so like this we'll be able to see. Now, the Eibush could have just put us there, but then it would have been the Hamad HaChisufa. For it to be Beloi Kisufa, we get put on this world, and we have to fight the fight, and go through the struggles, but ultimately come out successful, and then through Misa, that Ra that entered our guf, when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and when the Nachash was born, Chava was hit the Bazuama, that will be separated. Now we're going to go back to a Madrega where we're going to be able to see again. So maybe, Lafi Hana. The Rambam, everyone knows this Rambam, says in the beginning of Parakhas Hulchas Yisoydei HaTayra, he talks about all the nisim and aflois that Moshe Rabbeinu did for the Yidden when they were in the Midbar. And then the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo yehiminu ba Yisroel mipnei ha'oseh sha'asa. The Yidden did not come to an amunah in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles that he did. Sha'amayman al pi ha'oseh yish b'libay doifi. Because v'nishvi, the Yidden, somewhere in the back of their mind, they doubted and they were a little skeptical. How do I know these miracles are really, really true? I'm skipping a little bit. So when did the Yidden come to true Amunah? It was b'maymer ar Sinai. She'einenu ra'u, where our eyes saw. V'loy zar. V'aznenu shamu v'loy acher. Ha'esh. V'hakoylois. V'alapidim. V'hu nigesh ala rothel. V'hakoyl medaber elof. V'anu shoymen. Moshe, Moshe, leichem mar lehem kach v'kach. V'cheinu oimer ponim diber Hashem imochem. V'nem aloy esavoy seinu koris Hashem esabris azoys. Elo, it was done directly with us. From here, Klai Yisrael, when they saw with their own eyes and they heard with their own ears, anoichi v'lo yilcha, that's when they came to that Korah. That's when they realized that everything is 100% emes. At Maimed Har Sinai, the Yidden got the Torah, but there was an integral part of Maimed Har Sinai, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah Perek Ches Aloch Aleph, and that is, it had to be that we got the Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no other way, because if we weren't going to get it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would mean our faith is contingent upon something that's Yeshach HaReo Doifi, and that's not tenable, because our faith is really the only thing we have, and as a result, it has to be 1000% bulletproof. So the Eved Shtab gave us the Torah in a way where we were able to see. But the problem is, how were the Yidden going to see? How were they going to hear? It was impossible. You can't come to these madrigas. The Teretz is the answer, the Eitzah, the solution was Chla Yisrael went to a madriga where they were Adam Arishan Kaidam Ached. Adam Arishan Kaidam Ached said the Kalir. Adam Rishon Kaidem Ached Zok De Nefesh Achayim. That's a madrega where you could see Ma'oiros Meyamov. That's a madrega where you could see and you can be alive. That's maybe why it was dichtig for the idea to come to a madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidem Ached. To keep Torah mitzvahs, it's not dichtig. Obviously, that's what we wish we had. But it's not ma'akif. We're in Golas thousands of years. We're far, far, far removed from Adam Rishon Kaidem Ached. And we're chayiv and Torah mitzvahs, and we're doing what we're doing, hopefully giving a nachas ruach to our Creator. But Kabbalah Satera, which had to be in a way where it was going to be be'amunah she'ein achareh doifi, that required a neinu ra'u v'loy zar, az neinu shamu v'loy acher. And in order to come to that, something had to change. Something had to change. And what changed was we became Adam Rishon Kaidem Ached. His Chazal say that we did when Mekabel Torah, there was a Indian of Parcha Neshmasa. We don't know what all this means, but on some level, they Taka couldn't even handle. But they got it back, right? We caught our composure. We slipped for a second, but we got it back. But that's the point. The point is that it couldn't be a Bechina of Klei Rani Adam Chai. Could be that's the Indian. But regardless, one thing's for sure: that Shtei Tzvei Dinim and Maimed Har Sinai. On the one hand, when the Yom Mekabel the Torah, we got the Torah. On the other hand, we also got this incredible Madrega, a Madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. Maybe it's related to the Rambam Hilchas Yisayda HaTorah Perachas Alocha Aleph. Either way. Tvarim, Neskovim, above our pay grade, but just again, we're learning Divrei Agada, a little bit of a Ha'ara.